It's 9 o'clock.
This is live coverage from ABC News. I'm Jim Hickey. An airplane has crashed into the upper levels of one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York. A tremendous amount of smoke is billowing from the upper levels of that tower. There is a gaping hole. Actually, there are two gaping holes in two sides of that building. Several windows have been blown out. There is no word yet on casualties. We have this eyewitness who told us what he saw.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, my name is Brian Lutz. I'm about 10 blocks away north of the Empire State of the World Trade Towers. I was looking at the Trade Towers exactly when it happened. I heard this incredibly low noise, and I knew something horrific was about to happen. I dove away from the window, not to be shattered with glass if it was a huge explosion. Within seconds after not having the glass blow into me, I looked back up. There was an incredible billowing wall of fire that shot up, almost obscuring the lower third of the radio tower, which would have been about a 20-story, 25-story ball of flame. The debris falling, it looked like a blizzard coming off the building.
Brian?
As I look at it now, there's a diagonal angle across the building at about a 45-degree angle, and it looks like just a definite gash. The upper right-hand side looks like it's the corner of a wing that just went straight into the building.
Brian, this is Jim Hickey here in New York. Can you tell us, did you actually see the plane as it smashed into the building?
The second that I heard the noise, I knew a disaster was about to happen, and I've been in an explosion before and had glass blow in. I dove away from the window. As soon as the explosion hit the north side of the north tower, I looked right back at it. The fire and smoke hadn't even, was just beginning to billow. I screamed for my wife to bring the binoculars. Within 10 seconds, the ball of fire had visually engulfed the whole north side, the whole upper north side of the tower.
We're looking now at pictures of that tower, and as Brian Lutz, the eyewitness, explains here, Brian, if you'll just stay with me for a second,
yes.
There's a great deal of smoke billowing from the tower still. We can see flame coming out from at least two sides of the building. Can't see around to the other side. Brian, were you able to tell us the size of the airplane? Was it a small plane, a commercial plane? Do you have any idea at all?
I will tell you from the size of the gash that the wingtip had to be at least 150 to 200 feet wide. Oh, my God!
Oh,
the next building
is another one.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Another plane just flew in.
I feel the heat. The explosion is incredible. Oh, my God!
Another plane, as we were watching.
I can't believe this. The second tower has exploded from about the 20 stories below in a gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
Brian Lutz there on the scene as we were talking. You just heard it.
I was looking at it. The side, the northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone. It's missing.
Brian, I don't know if you could see from your vantage point. From we could see that there was actually a second plane which flew into that second tower.
No, I'm looking at the tower itself, and nothing. It exploded from the inside out. It's on one, two, three. It's on five floors. It's two separate fires now. One exactly on the corner of the northeast side, and the second one about five stories below it, exactly in the middle of the building.
Well,
oh,
as
my God.
Both buildings are now burning at the upper levels. A great deal of smoke now. As we say, as Brian was describing the scene from that first explosion in the first building, we actually saw a second airplane smash into the second World Trade Center building. We could see it from our vantage point.
There's a scaffolding hanging right now. I see it. It's just swinging against the building. I have very high-powered binoculars right now. I did not see anything fly into the building. I did not see anything. I am looking directly at both Twin Towers. I can see 50% of the upper stories of the both Twin Towers. The heat was so immense, I felt it here, and we are about 8-9 blocks from the North Tower and about an additional 400 feet or 300 feet to the South Tower. Both explosions are on the north side of the towers.
We are looking at videotape replays now from our studio here, Brian, and we can actually see an airplane, looks like a twin-engine airplane, which approaches the second tower. And I'm trying to get my bearings. It appears that it approached the second tower from a westerly direction and actually smashed into the far side of the building, and flame came billowing out of the east side of the building. And now we have both Twin Towers on fire, a tremendous ball of fire, a huge explosion in the upper levels of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in downtown New York. No indication how it is the two airplanes could smash into this tallest landmark around. The World Trade Centers, of course, are a landmark in New York City that can be seen even on a cloudy day, can be seen from miles and miles around. Brian, can you tell us what's happening where you are right now?
Flames are billowing from the north side of the South Tower, and I see the corner is a mass of flames, at least 1, 2, 3, 4 stories. Then there's no smoke or flame for about 100 feet, and then there's a second 2 or 3 story high by about 75 feet wall of flames crawling up the side of the towers.
Brian, let me interrupt you just for a second, and let's go now. We have Jerry Hauer.
Very noisy here. You have to speak up.
Okay, stand by, Brian. We have Jerry Hauer on the line. Jerry Hauer, a terrorism expert, formerly with the city of New York. Jerry, are you with us?
I sure am.
What are the odds that two airplanes are crashing into the World Trade Center, and this simply be an incredible accident, or is this a terrorism attack?
Well, I think it's at this point in time, it's hard to tell what's going on. We really have to evaluate what happened. You know, if there are two planes, it certainly is of concern. I think that we really need to understand what happened before we jump to any conclusions.
Jerry, are you aware of any recent threats that have been made? Of course, we're hearing about threats all the time, but anything specifically referring to the World Trade Center or to New York City?
No, there have been no specific threats that I know of. You know, we are in an environment right now where things are extremely tense around the world, but there have been no specific threats that I know of against the Trade Center or against New York City.
Just to recap, I have Jerry Hauer on the line, a terrorism expert. Two airplanes have crashed into both Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. One of the planes smashing into the second tower, even as TV cameras and radio and this network were covering this explosion. A tremendous ball of flame, and now huge clouds of dark smoke coming from both towers. And now we have Jerry, if you'll just stand by with me, we have another eyewitness on the line who saw what happened. Could you go ahead, please? Brian, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just watching it now. The South Tower is totally in blaze on the south side of the northeast corner with the two things. The flames have subsided substantially on the north side of the North Tower. There's a monstrous hole. There's a gigantic 45-degree angle gash. I can see with my binoculars certainly what looks like mechanical equipment in the center of the explosion. It looks like a large tail section, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't want to like presuppose something. My hands are actually shaking, so it's hard to hold these binoculars exactly steadily. the heat of the second was so immense that we felt it come right through our windows. And luckily, I knew to open up the windows to allow any explosion, I mean any blast, to pass through, because the window most definitely, in my opinion, might have blown in to our upper floor here. I can see now that there's fire and smoke coming from the north side out of the building, and now I see tremendous smoke billowing out of the east side of the building, and this would be the explosion that just occurred.
Okay.
We're hearing people screaming, get off the streets, get off the streets. There's tremendous crowds here. The activity, people are screaming now, get out of the streets, get out of the streets. I don't know who is screaming, but panic could almost ensue rapidly if this escalates or if another... I can't believe I saw it happen. I did not see a plane.
Brian, do you see any casualties, any people being brought out of the building?
Are you close at all? I can't see anything below, say...
You're listening to live coverage from ABC News on a major story at this hour, a fire in both towers of the World Trade Center. We have an eyewitness, Richard Bay, our own Richard Bay, talk show host. He's there at the scene. Richard, are you with us?
Hi, yeah, I'm on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What happened?
Well,
what did you see?
I didn't see the first explosion, but I saw a plane. I can see it from my window. I live on the 38th floor on 57th Street. I got a straight view to west to the World Trade Towers. And I'm looking out the window when it first happened. I woke up and turned on the radio. I went to the window. There were billows of flame coming out. But then I'm sitting here with my girlfriend, and I said, look, there's another plane flying right by it. The next thing you know, she screams, and there's an explosion in the second tower.
Richard, how big a plane was that?
It looked, as I'm saying, I'm on 57th Street. This is all the way downtown. It looked like a small plane to me from where I was. In fact, what my first reaction to it was, it looked like it would be a news photographer who got up there to try to get close and take pictures. But it was so close. I said, my God, why is that guy flying so close?
Richard, did it look to you as though it the wings sort of grazed it, or did it look like a head-on collision,
or couldn't you tell? It flew around one side. It disappeared for a moment behind the building, and the next thing I saw was a giant explosion of flames.
So, Richard, it was clearly a plane, a smaller plane, and not a helicopter that news sources would generally use in that kind of situation.
I'll tell you this, it was, 10 minutes ago? It looked like a plane to me, and it looked like a small passenger plane.
Yeah, it looked, we were able to see some news coverage because they were actually, ABC Network was actually showing the building while they were doing the coverage, and you could actually see a portion of that plane making impact. That was at about 9:03 this morning, following the first plane crash.
Which must have been about 8:40,
I would think. About 8:40.
Right.
Now, both towers are on fire. Both towers are billowing out, and both towers have sustained hits from airplanes.
It seems to me from the pictures that I'm looking at right now that the first plane hit at approximately the 80th floor of the first tower, and the second plane is below that, probably in the 65 floor range.
The second plane was lower. And the explosion, I'll tell you this, I saw the explosion replayed on TV. The explosion from where I'm watching it was gigantic. The explosion looked like it might have gone 15 floors from where I'm watching it from my apartment.
We have reporters. George Weber is on his way down to the scene, and I have talked with my sister, Ann Hoffman, who works at One Liberty Plaza, and I talked with her just a few minutes ago, right after the first explosion. She was scared, to say the least. They were evacuating the building, and we'll be trying to get in touch with her, but she said the explosion was absolutely intense.
And it was a big ball of orange flame that burst out from the side of the tower that's most to the east.
Well, now, Richard, from your vantage point in the towers, you have a good bird's eye view. Do you see any other aircraft in the area, particularly that might actually be defensive in nature to prevent possibly any other further crashes into the World Trade Center?
From my vantage point, there is not one other aircraft in the air. Earlier, I did see a helicopter off at some distance, but right at this moment, and I can only see, I can't see the whole tower all the way around, right at this moment because of the smoke, but I doubt that there's an aircraft flying in that smoke either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I certainly think, guys, that you can't go too far without jumping to the conclusion that these impacts were intentional.
Well, it certainly seems unlikely that two separate planes 20 minutes apart would each crash accidentally into a different tower of the Trade Center. But the fact is, we don't know, and you can have one accident. You can't have a plane coming too close, trying to get a shot, or just veering down to say, oh, let's take a look at this, and crashing again. So I don't think people should jump to conclusions.
But that second plane was a big plane.
It was a big plane.
It didn't look like a little guy flying around to just get a peek at it.
It didn't.
And now I want to point out, this is Phil Boyce in the newsroom, and of course, getting official information right now is difficult, but we understand in the newsroom that New York City is under a terrorist alert, that the federal buildings in the city are being shut down because the city officials are afraid that there could be another attack. Obviously, there was one and then a second one if it's a terrorist attack, and so they're concerned about that. They're also concerned about attacks on the mass transit system, anything where there's a lot of people. So right now, if those of you who are trying to get into the city by train, don't be surprised if those trains stop.
So why don't you take the day off, actually? And I'm not a big fan of U.S. military power, but it would be nice to see a aircraft, a military jet or so, sort of flying perimeter around here. And
absolutely. You would expect to see that at any moment. You'd expect to see U.S. military flying around the World Trade Center, and also perhaps the Empire State Building or any other monument that we have.
Well, in fact, the only times we've ever had airline crashes or planes crashing into buildings here before in New York, because obviously they're very high buildings and planes are constantly flying overhead, is in times of fog. But today is
clear day, blue sky. That's not what this is. Couldn't be clear, even if navigation systems failed.
Not an accident.
Let me just add, we've just gotten this information just into the newsroom that the Lincoln and Holland tunnels at this point are both completely shut down. And FBI is investigating the possible plane hijacking as well into the area.
Okay, but so the Lincoln and Holland tunnels are shut down as a precautionary measure, not because anything has happened in the Lincoln and Holland tunnels.
You know, the point you make, Ron, is interesting because as we watch the pictures here and do the best we can to bring you this tragedy, and if you are just tuning in, each tower of the World Trade Center has been impacted by a significantly large airplane. They are both on fire at the moment. But as you point out, Ron, there are no police helicopters. They're circling the World Trade Center at the moment, and I find that most unusual. But as you say, the contingencies for this sort of thing have been in place for years, and I'm sure they're being mobilized as well.
Yeah, can we use some of these police, these military gunships or something?
Well, yeah, you would expect
to
see that.
Just a little perimeter. I'm not suggesting
if you notice, just from the places where the airplanes crashed in, the unbelievable situation for those workers who are above the 80th floors, because the last time we had a blast, which was below in the parking lot of B2, there was a 1,500-pound explosion that knocked out all the electricity, knocked out the elevators, made it almost impossible to escape that situation. Luckily, most did. But this is even more devastating to those who might potentially be trapped above.
I should point out, WABC is in continuous coverage of this attack, and at 20 after, we will go to ABC News, which is using its full resources to cover this. So we will continue in coverage as long as necessary right here on WABC.
Well, gentlemen, let me just add that all three area airports have now also, as a precaution, been shut down.
Now, you know also, Phil Boyce and John Gambling, John, this is your show, and we're continuing the drive time in this area, giving the updates. But our emergency bunker, so to speak, where the entire emergency protective apparatus of the city of New York is housed.
In the World Trade Center.
Do you know what floor that's on? Isn't that about 30?
I believe so.
One of the lower floors, I think.
We wondered at the time. We thought that was not such a brilliant idea.
You'd think you'd put it underground?
Attacked the Trade Center. No, it's not underground.
You would think they'd put it
underground somewhere. But that's where all of
the emergency apparatus is sort of piloted from. Now, there is a backup facility at One Police Plaza. They have all of the latest technology, the TV cameras, and the ability to assign emergency patrols and also service units. But basically, the city's lifeline is right there at the World Trade Center, and hopefully everyone is is fine in that bunker system and able to follow through on the badly needed duties. We're going to be getting our national news update. Our ABC radio news correspondents are all at the scene. And collectively, we'll try to put together all of the missing question marks that still exist as we watch the two World Trade Centers burn there at the top upper levels. So to our ABC radio national news desk for an update.
World Trade Center, the latest update from WABC Radio News.
Two planes have now crashed into New York's World Trade Center, one after the other, hitting both towers. This eyewitness was talking with ABC's Jim Hickey when...
gargantuan explosion! Oh my God, I don't believe it!
Brian Lutz there on the scene as we were talking.
Oh
you just heard
God,
it.
I was looking at it. The side, the northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone. It's missing.
Gaping holes on the upper stories of the New York landmark. No immediate word of injuries or fatalities. In the twin disasters, which happened just before and after 9 this morning, the towers were struck by bombers 8 years ago, and the Pentagon says it had no advance warning of this attack. However, the FBI is investigating reports of a plane hijacked before the crashes. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Point, they believe there was no warning.
Thank you. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News. Two planes have crashed into the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York. I'm Jim Hickey. You were just listening to a conversation between ABC's Peter Jennings and National Security Correspondent John McQuethy. And as Peter reported, the Associated Press is now reporting that officials say the FBI is investigating reports of a plane hijacking just before the crashes, just before the two planes crashed into the World Trade Center. No indication of if there indeed was a hijacking or if there was, where it came from and where the hijacking took place. We'll correct something we said a little while ago, that there had been a bombing at the World Trade Center in 1993. That is indeed true. It was not by a plane, however. It was the bombing in the basement in the parking garage of the World Trade Center in 1993 that killed 6 people and injured many others. We still have Brian Lutz with us on the line, who's in Lower Manhattan, where there's a great deal of confusion. Brian heard and saw the explosions and was talking to us when the second plane smashed into the second tower. Brian, can you give us an update of what's happening there right now?
It's hard to hear you. There's obviously mass confusion. Flames have now started to erupt from the north tower, both below and to the right of the diagonal gash and above and to the left of the lower diagonal gash. They're coming out of both sides of the building now. The smoke is incredibly intense, incredibly black. I can see that the south tower, the fire has definitely picked up some strength, and debris is just falling off the building. I mean, it's unbelievably scary to see these chunks. I mean, if I see a chunk that size, you must imagine it's 3 or 4 feet long. It's twirling like helicopter blades. I just heard another explosion. It may very well have been something inside. The second explosion was so loud and so forceful that we felt the heat come through our windows, which is about, we are about 7 blocks north, and our upper floor faces the Twin Towers exactly. I can see the south tower. I can see about 70 floors, the upper 70 floors. And the north tower, I see about the upper 40 floors. The gash in the tower is about 45-degree angle, and it's got to be 250 feet at about a 40-degree angle. And I can see with my binoculars, people are screaming, get out of the streets below me. There's tremendous confusion. I can see a huge chunk of airplane that's about... appears to be maybe 10 feet in from the skin of the tower. The flames are spreading rapidly on the north side of the east tower. Do you have any questions? I mean, I feel like I'm just tough.
Now you're doing just fine, Brian. Brian Lutz is an eyewitness in Lower Manhattan who saw the both explosions of the World Trade Centers, and what Brian is telling us, the facts as he knows them, as he witnessed them, there's a great deal we don't know.
Terrorism at the World Trade Center. The latest update from WABC Radio News.
Good morning, this is Babita Hariani, and of course, as you've been listening, we've been following this major story of two planes that have crashed into both towers of the World Trade Center. WABC's George Weber is there live at the scene. He joins us now. George, what can you tell us?
Babita, I'm just several blocks from this right now, and I've never quite seen a scene like it as hundreds of people come streaming from the area of the World Trade Center down here, many of them sobbing, many of them trying to rush to payphones, very much like I had to do because cell service down here is almost non-existent. I'm looking up at the two towers right now as that smoke continues to billow out of both, flames coming from about three-quarters of the way up, debris falling, flaming debris, you can see it falling. Some eyewitnesses I talked to here who actually were here earlier and watched this said that one guy said he heard an explosion, and he looked up and he sees the flames coming out of one of the towers, and then next thing you know, he sees a plane, a large plane like a jetliner, crashing into the other tower, which now appears to be two airline planes that have gone into these buildings, and one after another, ambulances are rushing back and forth, bomb squad units are coming back and forth, a lot of people shaking their heads and wondering, is this just a sheer accident, or is it something more sinister? So, certainly very early into all of this right now, and I'll try to keep you posted as best I can from my vantage point here, as to what's going on in lower downtown at the World Trade Center.
Babita? George, this is Phil Boyce. I don't think too many people are asking that question anymore. I think just about everybody is assured that this must be a terrorist attack.
Well, everybody except Ron Kuby, who's still saying it seems unlikely, but let's not assume the worst until we have some proof. The only thing we're doing is speculating based on the inherent unlikelihood of two planes crashing into two World Trade Center towers within 15 minutes apart.
Which you have to agree, Ron, is like 99.9% unlikely.
It doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. And we should point out, do not try to come on to the island of Manhattan. The island is virtually shut down.
That's right. The Lincoln and Holland tunnels closed. The airports are shut down. And we just got a report moments ago that the FBI is now saying that it is not a terrorist attack and wants to get the word out it was not a terrorist attack. So the FBI has just come through with
that
statement.
Was it an attack by nice people, or was it not an attack at all?
Do they know what the FBI is basing that on?
FBI just basically released that statement alone.
How would they know?
Right.
It's hard to imagine they would know at this point because it's just
close.
Been several minutes. But the FBI is just releasing that word
and
now.
See that?
Perhaps to quell some fears.
I think even Ron doubts that point.
And if I can interrupt here for just a second, from down in front of the World Trade Center, even though there are a number of people here who haven't heard news reports, so they haven't heard the analysis that you're making or the theory that's coming out of others. These are just people who were down here who say they witnessed part of this, and the first thing off the top of their head was, come on, I mean, how likely is it that this could happen? The two jetliners, at least the size of jetliners, could crash into each individual tower of the World Trade Center.
All right, if you remember also, back in 1993, the original World Trade Center blast, that done by the van that was parked in the parking lot, most of the major news outlets actually broadcast off the tower of the World Trade Center. They were all knocked out except for Channel 2. Ever since then, realizing that might happen again in their plans, they also have facilities on the Empire State Building so they can continue their broadcast.
People are curious why the bridges and tunnels are shut down. I just want to point out, back in 1995, when there was the sort of second sort of son of World Trade Center bombing plot, those individuals who were also Islamists, some of whom I ended up representing, in fact planned to blow up simultaneously the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, as well as the George Washington Bridge and the United Nations. Now, that attack never got anywhere.
Simultaneously?
Yeah, that was the idea. It never got very far.
Well, it sounds like this is the plan B.
No, it doesn't look good.
Why don't we go and take a quick look at traffic? Debbie Duhame is I'm sure traffic has got to be a mess. Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is, traffic is a nightmare. All of the bridges and tunnels getting into the city are being shut down right now. Lincoln, Holland, George, shut. Forget about it. Turn around. Go back home. 59th Street Bridge being closed. Queens Midtown Tunnel. Brooklyn Bridge. Williamsburg. Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Again, the Manhattan Bridge. Everything being closed heading into the city. And, of course, you want to avoid the area of the Twin Towers right now. You have tons of emergency vehicles there. And also all the area airports are closed. Newark, Kennedy, LaGuardia, all the major airports are shut down right now. So, again, avoid this area of the city. It is a nightmare. Back over to you in the studio.
If we can, moment.
We are going to a news update. Is that 30-30? So we've got 45 seconds.
All right, and in fact, we have on the line one of the commissioners of the city of New York, Jerry Camerata, because we're trying to find out if, in fact, the emergency services shelter facility that controls all of the movements of our public safety aspects has been affected. That we'll talk to him after the break. We'll get an update on what the city is doing to try to get a hold on this situation. But again, our ABC National Radio News Division is on the scene. They're going to give us a further update. Bobita, you were talking about an FBI possible report.
Right.
So let's go to the ABC Radio National Desk.
At the World Trade Center. The latest update from WABC Radio News.
Gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
An eyewitness to an unbelievable disaster within the past hour. A plane apparently hit one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York.
I ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help
our people, not only the ones that we know about, but hopefully others.
Conduct a full-scale investigation.
To hunt down. Our nation will not stand.
And to find those folks.
And now
who committed this act.
This is a live statement by President
Terrorism
Bush.
Against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
All right, we're back in the WABC newsroom, and we have someone joining us.
9:31, one of the commissioners of the city of New York, Jerry Camerata, who's down near the scene. Thanks for joining us, Jerry.
Very well.
Now, Jerry, can you tell us, we know that emergency services is directed from some part of the World Trade Center, facility.
We're in the building adjacent to the Twin Towers. That is now being evacuated, so this phone call will be cut short. All of the public buildings, as you've heard probably on your news, all of our rails and all of our bridges have been closed. The debris is blocks from the World Trade Center as it exists right now. Literally, as we're speaking, people are either jumping out of the building from 60, 70, 80, 90 floors up, or are just simply falling out of the windows. One of the most horrific things we've ever seen in all of our lives. The panic, particularly with our kids in the local schools down here, has been on. Phones have to be dropped. They have to get out right now. I'm sorry. Talk to you later.
All right, Commissioner. That was Commissioner Jerry Camerata, Youth Services Commissioner, but one who's always involved whenever an emergency situation takes place.
And obviously, Curtis, this emphasizes the horrendous personal toll that this must be taking or has taken on those buildings that people that were trapped in those two buildings. We have no idea how many injuries, but I'm sure it could easily be hundreds. And right now, people still trying to get out of the World Trade Center. And as Jerry just told us from right next door, people actually jumping out of the World Trade Center. It must be a horrific sight.
And Phil, we've also gotten unconfirmed at this point from the newsroom, that as many as 50, perhaps even more, were on board one of the planes that crashed.
If that's true, we don't know about a lot of these things that are
coming into
the newsroom, but that indicates a possibility of a hijacking.
Right. The FBI had said that they were investigating a hijacking just before the crash occurred. So that may be, you know, part of the story there.
And it looked to me, watching the video of the second plane, it looked to me that that was a 737, or at least a comparable size to
like
a 737
right.
aircraft.
Well, absolutely. It was
like
certainly not
plane.
A Cessna 172 or 182.
And it was moving at least 300 miles an hour as when
right.
it hit the building.
Now, you would have to believe with all of the television helicopter live shots that somebody might have gotten a shot at that thing so we could identify it, because we don't know if that was an airliner. We don't know right now. All we saw were a distant shot of it hitting the second tower. So if it was an airliner, you'd think that somebody would have noticed it, and we'd be getting those reports.
And it
right
would be
have
been on a flight plan. I mean, we would know at least what airliners were scheduled to be landing and taking off and in that flight area, and which ones didn't make it. So we should have some notion fairly soon as to
think.
What this plane, who was on at least the second plane, the one that we saw.
Well,
in
it's so serious, as you heard Commissioner Jerry Camerota, they're abandoning the emergency service bunker there that has been set up exactly for these kinds of emergencies because of the danger that may come their way and to others who are in nearby buildings surrounding the World Trade Center.
Gentlemen, we just got a report. It's unidentified sources as well saying that an American Airlines 767 from Boston that was coming in from Boston was a plane. But again, they're unidentified sources. The second plane, that is the second plane that came in and slammed into one of the towers. So we will find out more. We're finding out, you know, every few minutes what is
that's
more
you're
details.
Just identifying the possible nature of the plane, but not necessarily that it had been hijacked.
No, not sure if the FBI was just saying that they were investigating a possible hijacking. We just got an unconfirmed report that it was an American Airlines 767. That was the second plane that crashed.
Airliners do not fly into the World Trade Center. I mean, it's just unless they are directed that way by its pilot.
Right.
Obviously, this is not something that's accidental. I think it's interesting, too, that Manhattan Island, as you pointed out, Phil Boyce, is completely locked down.
We're locked down. Both those of us who are on Manhattan can't get off, and those of us who are not on this island cannot get on, and for good reason, as they've shut down virtually every major transit route into or off of the island.
And the impact beyond, obviously, the human tragedy that is taking place as we speak in both towers of the World Trade Center, the impact of this globally is incomprehensible when you think about the financial markets and all of the other things that swirl around New York and America. This is literally incomprehensible.
Well,
in
just
scope.
The very reason we saw the president address the nation and seem to contradict the FBI, because I don't know about you gentlemen and Bobita, but my impression was the president has pretty much determined this is an act of terror.
Yeah,
I agree.
And this is also President G.W. Bush, so let's not jump to any conclusions either. Let's just wait a little longer for some facts to come in.
Is it okay if a few of us start to assume this is a terrorist attack?
You can assume it. I just don't think that based on G.W. Bush talking about
he is the president of the United States,
I know that,
Ron.
But he's not often the most well-informed guy around, Phil.
but right now, you would think he would be locked into the information pipeline.
And you would even hope. I'm just not assuming.
Right, but, Ron, I think it's fair to say that people in the Middle East who have declared America to be the big Satan and Israel the little Satan.
Not only are we calling it terrorism, now we're already pointing fingers, okay?
Excuse me, Ron, who has targeted the World Trade Center before? And you even explained why. Why are they targeted?
I remember when the Murrah building went up, and for a day and a half, everybody was talking about, yes, the terrorist cells right there in Oklahoma. It's a hotbed of Middle Eastern Arab activity. No doubt these were Arab terrorists who blew up the Murrah building.
Well,
it turned out to be blonde-haired, blue-eyed, corn-fed, flag-waving country boys.
Can we talk probabilities, though? Is it more likely that this might have something to do with the Middle East than it does with the Michigan militia? Wouldn't it be more likely?
That would have been the case in the Murrah Federal Building, too. It absolutely would have been much more likely that it was Arab terrorists who blew up the federal building
in Oklahoma people assumed it.
Than it was, in fact, a bunch of neo-Nazi
Ron,
white people. But hey,
as you know,
in
radical Muslim literature, they refer to New York City as sort of the Jewish capital of the world, even larger in scope than Tel Aviv, the real capital of Israel.
Certainly the Twin Towers were specific targets of the original bombing, and I know those folks who were convicted of it, and they specifically talked about the importance of hitting the Trade Center as a target of American corporate wealth and
all
power.
All right, before we go anywhere, before we get our national update, back to Commissioner Jerry Camerota, who's found another line to speak to us. Jerry, any updates?
Yeah, sorry for the delay. They've just evacuated us from the building adjacent to the World Trade Center. There's a suspect of possibly another plane in the air. So now all emergency services services are being evacuated out of the building where everybody could be very susceptible here. Again, the debris is absolutely all over for blocks. All city agencies are done, but more importantly, the public schools that are down here, parents that were here, eyewitness with many of the children seeing the explosion, have now taken those kids home. We have security in those schools. The schools are being used for whatever purpose is necessary as a shelter area. Truly, the amount of tears and the amount of despair in the eyes of the people today out on the street is just something to behold. Once again, as we saw with the last World Trade Center, people come together helping each other.
Now, Commissioner,
trying to make a move away
from the pictures we see, we don't see any aircraft in the area like NYPD helicopters or any other possible military aircraft to protect any further attacks. Do you know if anything is airborne to protect the building from further attacks?
I don't know, but I know the President of the United States gave a message just a little while ago. I was not privy to what he said. I'm assuming that that kind of alert has been done. Right now, I just think they're trying to keep everything as far away from this building as possible. They don't know what the potential explosive possibilities may be.
Jerry Camerota, if you can stay in touch with us, because we have a status report coming up from our national ABC radio news desk about further developments in this horrible plane crashes into both towers of the World Trade Center.
Terrorism at the World Trade Center. The latest update from WABC Radio News.
Disaster in New York City. Two planes, minutes apart, have crashed into the upper floors of each tower of the World Trade Center. Both towers engulfed in flames. It appears to be a terrorist attack. That from President Bush.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. I, unfortunately, will be going back to Washington after my remarks. Secretary Rod Paige and Lieutenant Governor will take the podium and discuss education. I do want to thank the folks here at the Booker Elementary School for their hospitality. Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
President Bush, while everything is preliminary, a source tells the Associated Press the reports that the planes were hijacked are being investigated. Hijacked and purposely flown into both towers of the World Trade Center. We're live with ABC's Tim Scheld. Tim is literally stuck on the George Washington Bridge. Tim, are you with us?
Larry, yes. New York City has virtually been shut down as a result of this chaos today. Remember, Larry, tens of thousands of people work in the World Trade Center complex. Imagine the chaos there. But the city has literally shut down avenues to get in, like the George Washington Bridge that I can see closed in front of me, the Lincoln and Holland tunnels closed as well. The scope of the tragedy not even near in our view yet.
ABC's Tim Scheld with us live. Again, two planes crashed, apparently deliberately, an apparent terrorist attack, according to President Bush, into the Twin Towers, into the World Trade Center in New York City. I'm Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
This is continuous coverage of the attack on the World Trade Center from WABC Radio News. This is WABC New York.
Good morning. This is Babita Hariani from the WABC Newsroom. And as you've been hearing all morning long for the last hour and a half or so, hour and 40 minutes, we have reports that two planes crashed into both towers of the World Trade Center. One about 8:40. That was in the North Tower. Then just after 9 o'clock in the morning, another plane, possibly a 767, an American Airlines jet, is the reports that we're getting at this moment. You heard the president a couple minutes ago saying it was indeed a terrorist attack. The FBI had earlier reported that it was investigating a possible hijacking that planes crashed. Bellevue Hospital, we're told now, is now the command center for all injuries for anybody that needs to find out about family or loved ones. Reports we have that people are jumping or just falling out of the windows as they try to evacuate the buildings. We're also told the airports are closed, the tunnels are shut down, the bridge shut down, and there is debris all over several blocks. We're going to go live back to ABC News coverage now in Washington on yet another update.
From behind the old executive office building, we have people on their way there now, but it's like nothing I've ever seen. I mean,
we're looking at a fire that's on television right now. There is a fire in Washington, D.C. as well.
I must also tell you, Claire, I think if you think about what's behind the EOB there, you're really down in pretty open area. It doesn't look like a place where a building would be on fire.
No, that's right, although there are a number of buildings just behind the old executive office building on G Street that could potentially be on fire, but nothing you would necessarily think of as a target.
Claire, let me interrupt you for a second. We now have fire confirmed at the Pentagon. I've John McCarthy at the Pentagon can hear me. John, please get in touch immediately if you can and brief us in there. John McCarthy has actually been evacuated from the Pentagon, and parts of the Pentagon are indeed being evacuated. We want to hold our breath here, it just seems to me, for a second, and not get into a mode that the country is under attack. But we now have two attacks on the Twin Trade Tower Center. U.S. buildings, city buildings completely evacuated in New York City. We have this mysterious black smoke at the southwest corner of the White House, which is to say there's something going on behind the old executive office building. We now have a report that fire has been confirmed at the Pentagon. ABC's John McCarthy, our Pentagon correspondent, who's been plugging in as quickly to the intelligence and counterintelligence units there this morning, has been temporarily evacuated. But that is as much as we know for sure.
Well, you're listening to live coverage from ABC News. That's Peter Jennings on our ABC television station. And we've had several different things happen in the last couple of minutes. Let me try as best as I can to update you. We have a report that the White House is being completely evacuated at the moment. The Pentagon, that there is a fire at the Pentagon. And, of course, right here in New York, just ongoing at this point, both towers of the World Trade Center hit in two separate plane crashes, and we are just at the point where people are being evacuated. Lots of emergency crews on the scene trying to help people there.
And Babita, we are getting some reports now that this fire at the Pentagon may have been caused by a third plane. And of course, that makes some sense because the Pentagon is a fortress and it would be very difficult to get any kind of a terrorist attack in there. So the possibility exists of a third terrorist attack now on the Pentagon. And of course, that explains why they would be evacuating the White House.
Right.
You remember a few years ago, some nut job tried to land a plane or a plane into the White House and that failed. But this did not fail, of course, in if it was intended to land at the Pentagon.
And we had a couple of minutes ago, there's some reports that yet a third plane was sighted here in the New York City area,
right,
but we are waiting to hear.
Simply a third plane in the area without any indication that it posed any threat.
Well, actually,
all the airports in the metropolitan area, they're all closed.
Well, it's interesting. The FBI had said, put out a statement a short while ago that this was not a terrorist attack. Then we heard the president a few moments ago saying
apparent
terrorist attack.
If you look at the proximity of National Airport, Ronald Reagan Airport, the airport I flew into last night, you actually pass over the Pentagon. It's one of the few buildings that you pass over right before you hit the landing strip. So if, in fact, a plane were taken, hijacked possibly from that airport, the possibility is that it would have been a very short distance between takeoff to actual crash site, if that's what occurred.
I would have to ask our resident skeptic right here who's been cautioning. Ron Kuby, what do you think?
Assuming that indeed it was a third plane in the Pentagon, which I agree almost have to be given what it is, the likelihood of three separate planes within an hour hitting three separate targets, the symbol of American military power as well as the symbol of American corporate wealth, simultaneously by accident strikes even me.
So now that we've had,
apparent terrorist attack crowd here.
What it appears to be, three airplanes have crashed into American facilities, two in the World Trade Center, now perhaps one into the Pentagon. We have to be alert. There could be another one.
Oh, exactly.
Right,
I mean,
and
absolutely.
We also have a mysterious fire in one corner of the White House. That we're getting reports
so
of.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we stay out of big, crowded public buildings today? Why don't we stay out of
trying to come to
New York City? Don't try to come into New York City. You're not going to get in. Don't try to leave New York City because you're not going to get out. Those of you who are at home, stay there and listen to us.
It would be interesting to know right at the moment what the status of our American military forces are around the world, because usually these sort of things, and we are now seeing on the television a picture of Air Force One, which... that's got to make you a little nervous to think about that. But the status.
Well, George Bailey.
I'd like to see if you fire planes. They go to the command mode where they move the executive offices to Air Force One.
So you think there's a possibility that the president might be getting airborne?
I'm looking at pictures of Air Force One with people standing around it and people checking it and looking
I think you're absolutely right, John. Getting ready. They're getting ready to put the president on Air Force One.
And that plane can stay airborne virtually forever with refueling. I mean, this is a very, very scary situation.
We're 1 minute away from an ABC status report, and let me point out we're now joined by our sister station, 1050 ESPN. We're now in simulcast coverage of this tragic event, terrorist attack, both on Manhattan, also perhaps on the Pentagon, and of course on the United States of America. We still do not know, Babita, how many people might have been injured in that World Trade Center attack about an hour ago.
Well, in fact, the president may be heading back to a safer location in the Capitol area because he's in Sarasota, Florida now. That's maybe why they're preparing Air Force One. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue our round-the-clock coverage. We will not abandon this story as news breaks every few seconds. That's why we're going to our ABC National Radio News Desk for an update.
Terrorism at the World Trade Center. The latest update from WABC Radio News.
FAA has grounded all air takeoffs nationwide this morning after what can only be described as a series of mind-boggling events have taken place. The first one this morning at the World Trade Center.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
President Bush making